Sport Now, and we say welcome to ABC Grandstand's Craig Norenbergs. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, England spinner Graham Swan's announced his retirement from international cricket. It was a bit of a shock, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It brings down the curtain on a 60-test career, 255 wickets, an average of just under 30, but he is 34 years old. Now, the reaction from Australia and England is mixed. At worst, mainly the English media are angry at the timing, particularly that we're coming into still the final two tests of the series. And at best, a lot of people are understanding. At 34 years old, the series hasn't gone as well as England would certainly have hoped, and maybe it is time for him to step aside and let someone else come through.
He had a fairly lacklustre performance, of course, against the Aussies, but has this departure been hastened by those crude Facebook comments that we talked about last week where he compared England's Ashes humiliation to being raped?
Yeah, that certainly would have brought things on. And the whole test has been played, well, some might say a little bit bitter to begin with the amount of sledging that has been going on, a war of words between the two teams. And a lot of players have crumbled under that, and he seems to be one of them. 34 years old, well, at some stage we've all got to, you know, hang things up. Darren Lehman, though, the Aussie coach, is pretty happy. He says, no mercy going into...
So is this going to be disruptive to the England side's preparations to avoid a 5-0 wash, or is it going to be a help?
I think Monty Panesar, it looks likely he'll come into the team. He was playing club cricket on the weekend in Australia in preparation for that in Sydney. I don't think it'll be too disruptive on England. They're a pretty shot team at the moment. Their batting lineup is the real worry for them at the moment. They seem decimated. Their bowlers, well, they've just got to bowl a good line and length and hope for the best. I should make mention also the 2020 started on the weekend. Wins to the Melbourne Stars, the Sydney Sixers. The match between the Hobart Hurricanes and Adelaide Strikers was abandoned, while the Brisbane Heat beat the Perth Scorchers yesterday by 3 wickets.
And Craig, there's one A-League match tonight to finish round 11.
Yes, it's a beauty too. It's a rematch of the grand final from last season between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the Central Coast Mariners, that one at Parramatta Stadium. Other games on the weekend saw the Newcastle Jets upset the Brisbane Roar 2-0. Melbourne Victory, too good for Melbourne Heart in their Melbourne Derby 3-1. Gee, poor old Melbourne Heart are in all sorts of trouble. 0-0 between Perth Glory and Adelaide United yesterday, and a good result for Wellington Phoenix. They've beaten Sydney FC 1-0 in, there's no other word to describe it than an upset.
And of course, Christmas is coming up, which means Boxing Day comes next. And apart from the cricket, all eyes are going to be, of course, on the Sydney to Hobart race. There's some movement there.
Yeah, there is. The final international boat has arrived, Beau Jest. She's 80 feet and has sailed 1,400 nautical miles to get there, so certainly be race-hardened. Now, the Beau Jest, sailing fans will know from its 5 American Cup campaigns, 10 previous Sydney to Hobarts, plus many round-the-world races. Beau Jest, just one of the highest percentage of overseas boats since the race began in 1945, which includes the 100-foot Supermaxi Zafiro, so that's longer than a football field. And the fleet includes 12 boats from several countries also contesting the Clipper Round the World Yacht Race, including my brother-in-law. Good morning to him.
Oh, wonderful. Well, good luck to him. Craig, great to catch up with you, and we'll speak to you in about an hour.
I look forward to it.
That's Grandstand's Craig Norenbergs, and of course, he'll be back with more news in sport in about an hour.